The question was asked, how do we decide who should say Kohanim? Who should call upon the Kohanim to say the blessing? So first we have to know that this calling upon the Kohanim is biblical. Meaning Chazal derived from the verse, Amor Lahim, say unto them that the Kohanim should be summoned. Okay, so there's a question, is that derivation really biblical? But what we do say is that once someone called them and said Kohanim, then they have a biblical obligation to do Birkat Kohanim. So even if he's not obligated biblically to say the Kohanim, the action of having said Kohanim has biblical ramifications. So that's number one. Who should say it? So anyone could say it. There were two customs going back at least 1,000 years. One custom was that the Shaliach Tzibur says, Elokeinu Melokeinu Senu, Achen Babracham Shuleshes Paturak Sufai Dem Shalavdecham Rompi Aron Vanav Kohanim. And then he would say the word Kohanim. So that covers that. Tosfos brings Rabbeinu Tam, who says, no. It said in the Gemara, the Chazan says Kohanim. And the Chazan, Tosfos reiterates in a few places, in Tanis, in Megillah, in Brachos, is not the Shaliach Tzibur. The Chazan, even though today, Chazan, you know, they take it from Chazanut, and there's a discussion among Rishonim why we call the Shaliach Tzibur Chazan from the word Chose, which is problematic because in ancient times they didn't have Sidurim. The Shaliach Tzibur used to say it all by heart. So the Chazan used to be the Chose, the one who was in charge of overseeing that everything about the Shul was taken care of, what we call today the Gabai. The Gabai in Talmudic times comes from the word Gove. Gabai was the collector. He was the guy who said, pay your dues. He was the guy who said, you guys have to help this family, you have to give this charity, etc. But today, the Gabai is what was once the Chazan. The Chazan in Talmudic times was, no. So the Gabai today, the one who's in charge of what's going on, in Talmudic times was called the Chazan. The one who's responsible for overseeing, like Chazan HaKnesset, he was responsible for overseeing what was done. So technically, he is the one who calls out Kohanim. Now, he can appoint anyone else to say it, which is what often happens. Either he knows he's going to be busy, or he doesn't have a loud enough voice, or he just wants to make someone feel like he's a part of what's going on. So he gives him that responsibility of saying Kohanim. Anyone could, but only one should. Technically, Rabbeinu Tam says that one should be the Chazan, but he could pass the responsibility. Yehuda, you want to add something from the Chayei Adam? Yes.
If I remember correctly, Chayei Adam said that apparently the custom of the Shaliach Tzibur saying that verse was in effect the custom at some point in Europe. And it says in the Chayei Adam that if the Ra was Manihig, this custom of someone else saying it. So,